Extraordinary apple and sweet potato pancakes. Just wondering about a superb, awesome, and delicious recipe that is just a treat for your tongue and tummy? Congrats, your wait is over. What you need: 2 to 3 tablespoons of ground cinnamon, divided. About 3 medium-sized sweet potatoes. 1 Granny Smith apple. 2 to 3 tablespoons of grass-fed butter. 8 to 9 tablespoons of coconut flour. 1 to 2 tablespoons of agave nectar. 1 to 2 teaspoons of vanilla essence. 1 to 2 teaspoons of sea salt. 6 pasteurized eggs. 1 to 2 teaspoons of baking powder. Coconut oil, as required to fry the pancakes. Procedure. 1. Assemble all the items at one place. 2. Peel the sweet potato and cut into 1-inch cubes. 3. Peel the apple and chop it finely. 4. Take a skillet and place the grass-fed butter in it, along with a teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 5. Set the flame to medium heat. 6. Cook till butter is totally melted and hot, and then put the chopped apples in it. 7. Cook and whisk until the apples are tender. When the apples are soft, take out and set aside. 8. Now take a large saucepan and fill it with water. 9. Place about a half a teaspoon of salt in the water. 10. Bring the water to a boil. 11. When the water is boiling, place the sweet potatoes in it. 12. Boil for 10 to 15 minutes until the sweet potatoes are tender. 13. Drain the sweet potatoes and set them apart. 14. Now take a mixing bowl and put the coconut flour in it along with the sea salt, baking powder, and the remaining 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Blend well and set aside. 15. Take a food processor and place the sweet potatoes in it. 16. Run the processor till the potatoes take on the form of a puree. 17. Then put the vanilla extract, pasteurized eggs, and agave nectar in the processor. 18. Run the processor again until all the items are well blended. 19. Now put the coconut flour mixture in the processor. 20. Run the processor till the flour is thoroughly mixed with all the other items. 21. Take a griddle or frying pan and place about a teaspoon of oil in it. 22. When the oil is hot, put about a cup of pancake batter in it. 23. Fry the pancake above the medium-low flame. When one side is brown, toss and brown the other side. 24. Now for the final step. 25. Fry all the other pancakes. 26. Now you can serve the pancakes with the apple cinnamon mixture. 27. Enjoy!